The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio. I am really turned up here, guys. Okay, good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Wow, it's the 22nd of October, 2019, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Let me turn it down this way, too. Oh, okay. You know, I don't know who comes in on Monday nights, but their ears... I know who comes in, but their ears are really fired up. Okay. Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, wait a minute. We got you fixed up.
Oh, boy. Did I just jump in by the... Came in by the bell. Excuse me for being out of breath. I pulled behind.
I love it the way you come sliding around the corner with your feet on fire.
Well, you know. Okay, so let's talk about the weather. Today, sunny. Weather temperatures around 87. It does sound distorted. Our sound is sounding distorted. Mostly clear tonight with our lows. With our lows of around 58, highs of 84 on Wednesday, and Wednesday night were lows around 55. Thursday calls for a high of 85 and our lows of 53, and Friday our highs of 86 and Friday night lows of 51. Saturday calls for 83, and it looks like we've got just a beautiful week ahead of us, Carl. Good morning, everybody. It's going to be a beautiful day here on this Tuesday. It's the 22nd. Oh, do you want to hear?
Okay.
And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
Okay. We want to say hello to Ashley. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, Ashley got a haircut. I noticed it as soon as she came back.
Well done.
Well, you know, it's one of those things where when you have hair all the way down to your waist, and then it's shorter than that, even I pick up on that. Good morning, everybody. Hey, you know what? Yesterday we had City Councilwoman Erin
Resner.
Thank you, Erin Resner. You know what? I know three Erins, and I have to kind of like go through my list of names real quick. Erin Resner, and also Jake Mangus, who's the CEO of the Chamber of Commerce, talking about this, Festival of Lights. And then after that, it seemed like there was either comments that didn't make it in, or I just didn't see them. Let me see. Let's go back about and see what these comments are, because I think some of these may have come in after the show was over. Let me see. City puts up $500,000 and Turtle Bay pockets the emission fees. Well, somebody, you know, they're going to use that, I believe, to pay for the electricity. Let me see. Okay, I'm not going to read that one. The chamber board needs to be replaced. They do not represent the people. What if we had a fiscally conservative city council? What if we had had less restriction from the planning? What if we had had less restriction from the planning and permit? I dream of intelligent people to be elected to the council. Well, you should run for it then. I mean, seriously. Where do my questions go? Okay, that's because for all my friends out there, we're working on this, and it's making our web guy crazy because he can't duplicate it on his machine. What happens is once you write your comment, hit submit, and then go to the top of the chat room and just say refresh chat, and it'll come back. It comes on then. That's the way to do it until we can get this done, because it was working in the first 2 days, and now for some reason, and it eludes me because this is not what I do, but this is what you have to do. Then you can read yours and everybody else's. Hit the refresh. Every time you send a chat, that's what I do, and it comes right up, and then I can read what everybody has written there. Anyway, a lot of questions about the money. Now, also Thursday, Michael DeFuisto is going to come in and give the other side of this. So you'll have an opportunity also to talk that way. But the $500,000, $250,000 this year, $250,000 next year, plus the other $200,000 that's been raised by Turtle Bay, will go to putting up this Festival of Lights. And it's like I mean, this is like a million LED lights we're talking about. And this is on for 6 weeks. There's going to be more about this in the future.
Well, you know how I feel about it.
How do you feel about it?
Well, I understand that, you know, how people feel about the safety. I understand that, I really understand. Okay, so I've got two thoughts coming on. I just want to tell you that there is a fire weather watch too, and it's going to be extreme. And there is going to be a controlled burn on one of the neighboring counties.
Yeah.
So don't be alarmed. Well, be alarmed, but I mean, you know, just be on the lookout. That I think it's in Butte.
Yeah, well, I'm going to talk about this.
Okay.
I'm going to expand out on the fire watch and all that. So,
all right. So there's a weather warning. Go back to the lights, and then I want to talk about what happened to DMV yesterday because that's important, really important. Information.
What do you think about the lights?
Well, what I think about here's my first feeling because I'm an artist and I think that a lot of times beautiful things that aren't. That happen to be like, you know, the nuts and bolts sometimes it doesn't make sense, but beauty and success happens sometimes when you have to go out of the box. You have to think outside of the box. That's how wonderful things have been created. You know, I'm an artist, so this is how I see things. When people say, you can't go in there, I've always been the person that says, oh, yes, I can. And I knock on that door and I've gotten in. Most of my life I've gotten in because I believe I can do it. So I want to be the other side and the other voice and say congratulations. The bridge would never be here, ladies and gentlemen, if we didn't have somebody who had foresight. And bringing Calatravis, world famous bridges in really beautiful European countries, European cities.
We saw one that looked a lot like ours in London, England.
And here we are in Redding, California, and that, I don't know if they can equate to how many people stop and cross the bridge and went, Redding really is beautiful. Let's go over here. Let's stay in town a little bit and let's eat. Let's, you know, maybe stay. And so it's made, instead of a drive through, it's been a stopping point because of its beauty. This, I don't know if they have a light show like this in Ashland or in Medford or in Bend.
They have it in Coos Bay. That's the closest.
Okay, like. Well.
That's a day's drive.
Right, and so I don't even know if Sacramento has a place that you can go where, and I like the idea of buying tickets online that has like a specific a time of day, you know, like hours. Like you can only go between like the family time or whatever between 5:30 and 7. And then you have to leave. Now, I don't know how you're able to
enforce that. Well, they'll just have everybody leave for half an hour and then the next group comes in. But the other thing, too, I was concerned about.
And you're losing a half hour of valuable time, though.
Well, yeah, but you still got to be able to clear it. But the other thing that concerned me was pricing it so the people in our town, because we have people in our median income here is not huge, where we have people that can't afford it, but people that can't for a family of four, well, from what I understand from yesterday, is they're going to have at least one day a week that it's for our residents, it's free to come in. I think that's a great idea. You know, when you buy tickets and you, yeah, so you can take the kids, so it doesn't cost you anything. So once a week you can walk down.
Okay, let's get into now. Haas is privately owned.
Yeah.
So they, you know, let's get into what it costs. You know, sometimes I think the free. I just think that $10 a ticket, we can do it. People can do $10 a ticket.
Well, you know what? I disagree with that because if you've got two kids. And you go down there, and there's hot chocolate and all this. That's $40 or $50 out of some people's pocket, and you know, yes, we can afford that, but why should they have to if they are, you know, if people that are, you know, they're working two jobs, they're trying to keep a roof over their head, the cost of food, the cost, the gas right now. How much is gas right now, my love?
Well, the last time I filled up, which was Sunday, $4.09 at Valero.
That's right, $4.09 a gallon. So I'm saying here is that I agree totally that we can have, you know, if you're going to have this, and if you are going to use city money for this, which we have, which we use in TOT funds, then there ought to be a day that our residents can get in there.
So say it's a Tuesday night from 5 to 7.
could be like. It could be from 6 to 7:30.
Okay, whatever.
You know, whatever it is, but our residents
get in for
free. But my feeling
is, I understand, but you asked me how my feeling was about what I think about having a destination here. I am all for doing something that brings beauty to our city, and I think that trust me, there's a lot of people who would like to see this happen, and I think before, you know, there's going to be a lot of private money and corporate money that's going to come that they'll have signage, they'll be brought to you by, like have Lithia Park, and you have AT&T, you know, centers. There's going to be something like that happens
to
this
Carl's
show.
Coffee. And hot chocolate.
Carl's
and chocolate.
Hot dog stand.
Nope, Carl's coffee and chocolate in out there. I've got to figure out how to get on there. But for 6 weeks, you and I run, and our friends, Ashley and Brandy and everybody, all the guys here, we all go out there in the evening, and we run our coffee and hot chocolate place on tips and all those kind of things. So you heard it first here. I may have to fight it out with Dutch Bros.
Okay, we're going to come back. I want to talk about the DMV. So stay with us here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all models and makes of heating and cooling systems. We'll see you after the break.
This is retired U.S. Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Lighty, 1983 graduate of West Valley High School and proud Cottonwood native. After 22 years of service, I'm proud to represent Northern California veterans and our legacy of service to our country and community. A moment to reflect on the sacrifices made throughout the world by our veterans and their families who support them at home.
Shasta Regional Medical Center thanks our veterans for their service. United in care.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Let me turn myself up here.
Oh, this is way better.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, this is way better. Hey, guys.
Okay, welcome
what
back
a beautiful
to Free
day.
Fire Radio.
We've got our
light. Here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
We got friends on the street waving at us. We love our window,
in.
Don't we?
Yeah, I'm not sure who everybody's coming in today.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I know some of them. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. Hey, don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite at 241-DISH. Locally owned, locally operated. A veteran-owned business here that has special deals for veterans, first responders, and those over 55. But you're not going to get it unless you call 241-347-4241-DISH. B&T Satellite. Okay.
Oh, excellent.
You went to DMV.
Okay, so yesterday, okay, guys, I have to confess. I didn't know this. I did not get a renewal notice for my driver's license. I don't know. How many people can relate to this? Tell us in your chat room. Give us a call. I don't know. I recently attended a Seroptimus luncheon, and on the table when we attended the luncheon was a $10 voucher, free slot play at Wind River. So I go in after everybody's left, you know, take 20 minutes to go do that. So I went to get my, you know, card, my club card, and the guy looks at my driver's license and says, "I'm sorry, this is expired." I went, "What?" "Yes, it's expired." Well, thank God I have my military ID and I could do it. But so it was nagging, nagging, nagging. When am I going to get there? How am I going to do this? So yesterday, no appointment, nothing. I just said, "I'm going Monday as soon as, before 15 minutes before they open up." So, you know, I was on the show in the first part of the morning and then ran over to DMV. I was like five in line. Well, first of all, I just want to say that, you know, for all those people who have had terrible experiences with DMV, I find that if I go early in the morning and you're kind, I think people will be kind back to you if you're kind. You may be frustrated because of whatever. But if you're kind to people, it's not their problem, whatever happened to you or whatever kind of citation or what you have to do. But for me, it was purely oversight for me. There was a nice guy who was walking down the line and asked each one of us, "What are you here for?" Blah, blah, blah. And I said, "Okay, I'm sorry. My license is overdue." So I went through the next line. I talked to a couple guys. One was a CAL FIRE guy that worked out of Bernie. Another guy was here working on, you know, reconstruction. So it's interesting who you meet in line if you're nice, if you're kind and smiling. The woman behind me would not crack a smile no matter how much I looked at her and said, you know, tried to, you know, get through her wall. Anyway, so then we go in and I do the numbers, do the thing, and you have to get on a kiosk. So those people who are computer challenged, I'm sorry, but there was a nice lady behind me who could help me. And I'm not computer challenged, just they ask if you've had other names with your driver's license. So yes, I have, but the computer wasn't accepting those. So anyway, I went through all the things, and then I get up to for the drive. It's no problem. I don't have to take a test. It's $36. And then they ask me, "Do you want this, what's it called, real ID?" I go, "What?" Now, I've heard about this, but it was white noise over here. It wasn't in my clear vision. What's a real ID? It's a driver's license that if you travel by airplane or visit federal facilities, you are going to need. Every single living person that's going to fly by next year must have this card. It's in your driver's license, but it's called a real ID. So yesterday when I went to go get my driver's license, I had my passport, I had my marriage certificate, I had something that said Social Security. I don't know, I thought it was like, it was a piece of paper saying, yes, I've changed my name, and I'm officially this name. But it wasn't my Social Security card. So what you're going to need, and you, everybody's going to have to do this, by the way.
It wasn't enough to have her passport, her proof from our county showing where we lived, Social Security.
Oh, I had a tax. I had our
tax bill. This is what else you need. Can you believe this? Your passport isn't good enough, and then proof of where you live and of your Social Security card is not enough.
And wait, by the way, no photocopies. Full number required for your proof of Social Security number. The name on the proof of your Social Security number match your identity document. So we've had a friend here. Her Social Security number was on a different name, and then she remarried. So there's all of that.
She went five times.
Five times. Okay. So what you're going to need is a Social Security card. And by the way, these are originals. A W-2 form. One of these, three of these five, W-2 form. And a Social Security or a 1099 form. A non-Social Security 1099 form. And a pay stub. Those proof of what you're going to need. This is, it's going to be called a certified legal document supporting name change if applicable. But it's a document that you are going to need to have if you run a real ID. Now, because I paid for my driver's license, had the picture, driving around with the temporary, I can go back before the end of the year and still do this with this documentation and get it for free. But it still would have been
so what it's doing is, they're proving it's you, but for me, your passport and proof of where you live should be enough to say, hey, I'm a citizen of this country. Now, people that aren't citizens that are getting driver's licenses, I think there's something on there. But everybody, by the way, this is a big thing. Everybody needs this. Where you used to be able to show that. You know, just your driver's license to ride a plane starting January 1st, you can't. It go into effect October 1st, 2020.
Right.
Now, think about this. So you've always used my driver's license isn't enough to get on a plane. But my passport is.
Yes.
So,
but for those people who don't have passports, and I spoke to a few people yesterday
at
Rite
Aid
or something that, you know, I know from the doggy park and how it works in this town, don't have passports. And I said, so I'm like the beacon. I want everybody to know that because you never know if you have to go to a funeral or a wedding or something comes up. You don't want to be stuck not being able to get on a flight. Maybe you can't fly. Maybe you physically can't. Drive is what I'm saying, but you can fly. You need to get somewhere. You have to get somewhere. You want to say goodbye or you want to congratulate, you know, and you haven't done this. And so this is really important that it just like bang, it just went boom right over me like that. So anyway, I had to talk about that. Now you want to talk about.
Well, you know, somebody says you didn't know about this. Well, yeah, we knew about it, but this is the first time one of us had to go through.
Right.
And you think that you take in five pieces of ID showing where you live, showing your tax records, a passport, and all this, you would think be enough.
Nope.
But it's not.
All right.
This is crazy.
And so.
Oh, we got Terry on the phone.
Okay, Terry, good morning.
Hey, I know. I feel your pain. I have a good friend who owns a construction company here. He had to go in five times. And he used to CCW permit. But Patrick Jones, Jones Ford, they have a list of what you need for real ID. And I had a question. Ashley's brilliant. I mean, she is just.
She is.
We're blessed with her. Oh,
yes.
My gosh. So if you don't know something, ask Ashley. I didn't know whether or not this law was a federal law or a state law. Apparently, it's a federal law that you have to have some sort
a federal law, and it came out like 6 or 7 years ago.
Well,
other states have done this.
Well,
the state of California waited. The state of California already budgeted before, years ago, millions of dollars to do it, and they never did it and had to go back and ask for millions more.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a combination of the two, but I think the restriction process is up to the state. I don't know, maybe Ashley can weigh in there, but I think the way that it's, the way that it's done, the process, in which it's done and what you need is by the state. I'm not sure. I think that's what Ashley said. I'm not sure she can.
Do you know that, Ashley?
My understanding is the things that we don't need the real ID for. And so if you do not have the real ID, a lot of that is state-based for things like voting. We don't need a real ID for that.
But for anything that goes federal, we do.
Yes, because it's an airline thing. I can't fly to my great-grandfather's to help take care of him until I get
one of these. Or one a passport.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and you know what? It may be worth it just to get a passport.
It's easier.
It's a lot easier.
Well, it says here, do you need to, if you travel by airplane or visit federal facilities, yes, you're going to need this.
Or,
it says you do not need a real RD card. You will receive a federal non-compliant card, but if you, you can see this.
Yeah.
Anyway, we went and did our passport. There's a lot of new hoops you got to go through. And one thing we did, we filled everything out. We filled it out in blue pen. They don't tell you you have to have black pen, but if you fill it out in blue pen, they won't accept it. You have to redo it.
Nobody accepts blue pen. Everybody knows that, Terry.
I know.
Okay, anyway, hey, we've got to run. We've got guests.
Okay,
thanks a lot,
Terry. Thanks, Terry.
Okay, hey, look, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally run. Your neighbors and friends are working there. They want you to come down to their branches at 1845 California Street or 192 Hartnell Avenue and experience how they move your dreams forward. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:31 in the morning, about 57 degrees going up today into the 80s. It's going to be great.
The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrancheria.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 244th birthday, Sunday, November 10th at the Wind River Casino and Resort. All are invited to attend this year's ceremony, which includes dinner and dancing, and enjoy the traditional ceremony, including presentation of the birthday cake, honoring the oldest and youngest Marine, missing in action remembrance, the pipes and drums, and music to dance to. Contact Mike Gutierrez at 530-524-7595 for invitations and more information. The 244th United States Marine Corps birthday. Hoorah!
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating our 10th anniversary on the air here this year. Man, so you're going to have to listen to this for a year. But I don't care because 10 years and we've been watched people cross the street. We've watched people down the street. We've watched people on both sides of us just disappear.
No, you know, we've been watching Breaking Bad. We do not need to hear about disappear.
Okay, that's not what I meant.
Dug a hole in the desert and died.
Killed
by the mob.
Where did we go from us being on the air for 10 years to being killed by the mob?
No, that's what
I realize your family. There's aspects of your family
that
involved in this. But
what do you want? I mean, I'm Croatian.
Of the show is
I have gypsy in my blood, so don't screw with me, buddy.
Ever since you've seen Peaky Blinders, life around the house has been different. It has been different. You know what? How many people sleep armed in bed?
You.
Me. Because I have people that, if you've never seen Peaky Blinders, you know why. You know, go out and watch just one episode of it. And we're talking gypsies and blood from Croatia.
That's a great one. Anyway, so let's get
down to this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, who has nothing to do with bad guys. These are great guys. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Watch repair, they got it all. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. If it's this time of the year,
when we came in with Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas, all I could think of was, we heard a Christmas song yesterday because it was bringing us into something. I heard it on the radio. I was like, I'm so not ready. And then it was about something that's happening at Christmas. I think it was the Christmas lights, actually, what they're doing at Turtle Bay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So now we're in October. It's fall. We're getting ready for all the beautiful bazaars, the makers bazaars, and my favorite bazaar of the year is this weekend. And with us is Bonnie Sharp. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
So great that you called me. I was like, did I miss it? Because we seem to always be like a month out, and here we are. It's like on Saturday, and it's at All Saints Episcopal, the famous. Carl hates it because I've bought more china and more crystal and more linens and more.
No, I don't hate it because this is really quality stuff.
Yeah, it's really fun to use. People,
really quality.
What happens is people through the year, right? They donate stuff. Bonnie, tell us what's going on.
Well, it's amazing. This year we have tons of linens. I mean, I don't even know if we're going to have room to put them. But that's negative, and I don't mean it to be that way. But even the ladies, you know, they've been going through them and washing them and
right.
Hanging them.
Mm-hmm.
They need and all that kind of thing. So the other thing that I was going to say, we have a lot of homemade jam and pies.
Ooh.
And it's really going to be a humdinger this year.
Now, Lori, if you're listening, I'm all up for doing our tradition. Lori Goyne and I meet, and we're finding that someone's beating us for years. We've done this. We get there. It opens at 9. We get there with our coffee at 8 with blankets and just cozy up. Now we're the late birds.
Oh, no.
People are coming at 7:30. And it just makes me so mad because I'm like, where first? And then you get the latecomers that come there. I just think, you know, there is line etiquette, folks.
Yeah.
I can't stand it when people, I think we should take numbers. Somebody should get there and take a number. Like you're 1, 2, 3. People have like, they wait and then they got 5 people coming and then they jam in front of you. And it just is rude.
It is rude. I didn't realize that.
Yes, it happens every year.
You need to have an enforcer out there, Bonnie.
And I'm
Maybe
the enforcer.
Put Jim out there as the enforcer.
I'm the enforcer wearing bright pink, and I just think, you know, I don't want to be this person. But I end up being like, excuse me.
Yeah.
This is where the line starts. Oh, I parked over here so I thought I could come in the front. Anyway, so it's about Christmas. It's about the Holiday Bazaar, which raises money for?
Well, just for, I'll be honest and say, I don't know. I know it's kind of dispersed out through the church needs, but I don't know if there's anything exactly that they use it for. Each year maybe they find a new, because they never talk about that.
All right. Yeah. So it's, but the money goes towards All Saints Episcopal, but we're in the beginning, and actually October is the big, now is it a little late this year, or is it always the third week?
No, it's usually about this time of the month. Yeah.
So October, and then let's, in the back, once you go through all the tchotchkes and whatever, and art, and anything you could possibly want that you're thinking about, that's that little something. Perhaps you're putting together like baskets for people and you want to put in like a vintage dish, or you want to put cookies on a vintage disc. It's a dish, or, you know, there's beautiful, beautiful things here for really a reasonable fee. So, in the back are your baked goods.
Right.
So let's talk about that.
Okay. Well, we have a major bake sale because all of us, you know, like all of us who belong there, bake something to make sure that we have a nice items for the bake sale. So there's that, and then we also sell pie and coffee for $5 if mm-hmm. people want to take, because people bring pies and cake and all, cookies, all kinds of things, and they want to have it, you know, want to have a sample of it back there. So there's that, but then there's tons, as you probably know because you are so faithful to come every year, all the baked goods we get, and do have great sales this year. There's, but this, I'm noticing this year, they have plum jam, it's all homemade. Then they have maple syrup, listen to me, maple sharp bread, shortbread, and then cookies. And they didn't usually have a lot of cookies before, but this year I guess there's been a cry for cookies, so there'll
be for cookies. I like that.
They'll be, I'm sure, gone. And then they have, this is not food now, but we have a 72-piece apple pattern china, which I guess people are just.
Okay, well, you know something. I have apple. Now, which one? Is it the light one or the dark one?
Well, I'm embarrassed because I don't know.
Okay.
I didn't realize there
well,
was,
they have.
But
they
I
do.
Can find out before.
Yeah, they have. It's if it's Franciscan ware, it's what my mother, there's a, you can get replacements for it, but it's kind of a brown and red and green. And then they have a lighter one that's got the pinks and the greens in it. So there's like a daytime and a nighttime, but however you want to look at it.
Yeah.
So it was Franciscan ware, which of course Franciscan, I don't even know if they make Franciscan, was an pottery outlet out of LA years ago. Okay, so what I want to share with everybody about this bake sale in the back is they have beautifully wrapped, let's say candies and different, like they, one year, and I don't know if they've done it again, they had like doggy biscuits. And I bought a bunch of those and gave them some of the friends at the doggy park. Cause that is something for people who love their pets. And let's talk about that when we go to Christmas, perhaps we're going to a house that maybe they don't drink.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you take somebody? Well, you can take them chocolate and something for their pets. Love it, love it.
Yeah.
And or if they do drink and you want to take a bottle of wine, or you know, it's hostess gift time, because we're going to all these functions for Thanksgiving and for Christmas. And why not load up? And that's what I do every year. So I'm just sharing my secret. And Bonnie's here to share it with you too. And the cry is this Saturday, beginning at 9,
right,
going till?
Yeah, 2.
Till 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
And 72-piece Franciscan ware, all good different kinds of, what else have you seen? Linens, lots of linens.
Linens, oh, tons. They said this year they didn't know where they were going to put them all. Mm. They've had so many, they just all, they said it was like they just sprung up, you know, because they collect them all year, because we have a storage, big storage, and collect it all year. And it really did. But this year, I guess they have, they're on overload, but that's a positive. They, you know, they weren't thinking, oh, what are we going to do with all this stuff? But
well, they got
know.
Lots of stuff, so that means that Linda will be very, very happy in what she's doing.
Well, we've got a couple minutes left now. We know that Bonnie has worked for years. Not only you've just been such a great person with donating your time and doing so many, you know, fundraising and philanthropic work in the North State, but are you still working with the Visitor Center, and what's happening there?
Yes. The visitors, the new Convention and Visitors Bureau location is in downtown Reading, right across from, kind of Catawampus from the Chamber of Commerce. And it's in the old Thompson Men's
Ooh,
store.
Okay.
And so.
We're going to go down and visit you.
Yes, yes. I'm a little distraught about it, and I don't mean this to be negative, because I want people to know, and this is a wonderful opportunity to just talk about it a little bit. People didn't know we were there. You know, they're trying to get used to it. And because when we were at Turtle Bay, that
yes.
really, you know, everybody
yes,
in the
we
world.
We were at Turtle Bay with our family
yeah.
4 or 5 days ago, and I looked around the corner, and I said, I miss Bonnie being there.
I know, I miss being there,
yeah.
too. Yeah. I'm hoping that it's going to get – I was thinking that I should be out calling on businesses and talking to them and saying, you know, we've got the visitor center down here. You need to be aware of it. Come visit us, you know, because they are trying to plan like an open house and all that. But I wish they would get on it.
Well, okay, Bonnie, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And again, we're trying to drive people, not that you really, I love having you on because it's an annual thing anyway. Bonnie Sharp, thanks so much. And it's All Saints Episcopal, but Church Bazaar, everything you can imagine with baked goods happening this Saturday beginning at 9 a.m. Get there early. I'll be there with, I don't know if Lori will be there or not, but I'll be there early with my I'll throw my blanket because it's cold. I'll throw my blanket in the bushes and, you know, and then I'll come out and retrieve it after I've done some damage.
It'll probably be sold.
Oh, we've had that happen. Are you kidding me? Somebody, don't put anything down. Don't put anything down. You make sure you bring a basket. Do not put anything down. It's that crazy.
Thanks so much, Bonnie, for what you and everybody else does here.
Wow. We really appreciate you having us every year.
Well. Hey, 61 degrees out there, going up to 87 today. It's 7:46 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Renting Home Helpers. If you need somebody, need some help at home, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, 2 days a week, 7 days a week, call Home Helpers. Learn more at RentingHomeHelpers.com or give them a call at 226-8350. Remember, there's no place like home. Renting Home Helpers. We'll be right back.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR. Wind River Resort and Casino is the place to play our Drop and Win Swipe to Win promotion. Swipe your River Club card daily, guaranteed to win free slot play, entries, or prizes. Weekly drawings for free slot play Thursdays at 8 p.m. All winners receive 25 bonus entries into the final drawing on Thursday, October 31st at 8 p.m. Keep earning those entries for more chances to win. 2 grand prize winners, $10,000 each. Drop the puck and win big bucks. Details at WinRiver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air here as your town hall of the air. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Been helping people since 1993. There's nothing that Judy Maxwell and her staff doesn't know about insurance or helping you out financially on the types of investments you should be getting into. 61 degrees.
Currently 61 degrees, and it looks like we're going to have 87, according to this, and low of 58 tonight. We're going to have a beautiful weekend, but we do have a fire watch.
Yeah. Here's PG&E is going to have planned outages probably hitting tomorrow, but not up here as of right now, not in the Shasta-Tehama area up in this area, being southern, more southern California. Maybe 200,000 people affected. They have, since the last fiasco they had, they have updated all their systems so they won't be crashing. You can go into one, it'll redirect you into a larger system. They're trying to get a hold of people. They're saying it's going to happen Wednesday evening. If it's in yours, you should have been notified by now that it's going to, that you're going to have your power turned off. So you have some kind of warning. Just because they say it's in the evening, if it says you're going to get your power turned off, I'd have myself ready 6, 7, 8, 10 hours before that. You know, water, flashlight batteries, food, a way of keeping yourself warm if that's what you need, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Right now, Pacific Palisades down in Southern California.
Really?
They have big brush fires going, burning houses down there in a very expensive area.
In San Bernardino.
Yeah, down mountains. In that area, in San Bernardino. Now, second thing I wanted to talk about. If you remember back in 2017, there was an assault down in Cottonwood. It was the Crime Watch people, or the Citizens Watch Committee were out. There was an altercation between people delivering the paper and two members of the Citizens Watch Committee. Seems like this has gone on. This has been altercations that have been going on for years. A fight started. Somebody got hit with a 3-cell flashlight or a 9-cell flashlight. The police came, arrested people. Well, one of the people they arrested was the driver of the car, who was the Cottonwood Citizen of the Year and a Citizens Patrol volunteer. Well, this thing went to court. Now, we've had the DA and other members of the district attorney coming in saying that, you know, they are just totally overwhelmed with cases and by the fact that there's thousands and thousands of cases. Well, this one went into trial. One of the defendants was found totally not guilty, the son of the one of the people that were purported to have assaulted the other group. And you have to remember, this bad feelings had been going on for years. This wasn't something that just started that night. But the woman who drove the car, I'm not going to give her name because she doesn't need it, but she looks like she could be your grandmom. She gets sentenced to 60 days in jail. Now, what did she do? Did she jump out and grab a chain and go out there and start swinging it during the fight? No, she was in the car the whole time. The fight started. She's in the car. The guys get back in the car. They drive away. Well, there was, you know, like there was an 18-minute gap in there, and they said they should have waited for the police, or blah, 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 blah. She gets sentenced to 60 days in jail and 3 years of unsupervised probation. Now, let me tell you what I think about this. We don't put people in jail for having a handful of heroin. We don't put people in jail for robbing, for stealing stuff from your house. We don't put people in jail for stealing cars. We don't put people in jail for thousands of things. And you're going to put a grandmother in jail because she was in the car and she drove away after a fist fight. Come on. Don't tell me that we couldn't have bargained this one. You bargained attempted murder. There's a guy that got caught the other day for attempted murder. He went to jail the same day. Plea bargained it out. Are you telling me that they weren't going to plea bargain? This lady wasn't going to plea bargain? That you couldn't have said, you know, your name's been dragged through the mud for 2 years. It's being dragged through again. I think that I'm going to give you 60 days in jail. I'm going to suspend that. For 3 years, as long as you stay out of you know, unsupervised probation. Do you think this woman's going to spend one day in jail? Of course not. Because when they get down there, Dale and the guys down there that are figuring out who goes to jail, do I put grandmother in here? Or do I put this guy over here that pulled a knife on a cop? Let me think. Okay, grandma, you're going to go to jail. Of course not. Why spend the time? And they're going to say, she refused to plead. All right, so she gets her time. Jury found her guilty. How much money do we spend on that? But then to sentence her to 60 days in jail? Come on. I'm not saying that Monica McKee, who was the judge, was wrong about it. She did say, she said, look, you're in a position of authority and trust, so things are going to be tougher on you. Really? We know that's not true. We know that's not true. Just look at the headlines every day, and you know that's not true. People walk all the time because of who they are. I just think it's ridiculous to put a grandmother – I'm not saying she's a grandmother. Maybe she's not a grandmother. Maybe she's 30 years old. She just looks – she's had a tough life, okay? I'm just looking at her photo, but she looks like a grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the white hair, the nice – you know, she looks like a grandmom. So the whole thing to me is ludicrous that you would even do this because, you know, she's not – you know, it, the whole thing – is ludicrous.
You feel like it's
just a waste.
Unbalanced.
Well, okay, you had the trial. That cost thousands. But to sentence her to 60 days in jail. Ken Murray is here. He has turned the microphone around twice, and he's been standing on his
head
here.
Good morning, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
Morning.
So you think she should go to jail?
I think that you should trust the criminal justice system more than you do.
Really?
It was a jury trial.
She was found guilty.
The cops arrested her.
I said that.
There were three of them. They did.
One was found totally not guilty.
I understand.
She was found not guilty on two charges.
So?
She was found guilty of driving away the car.
A jury of her peers found her guilty.
They were all grandmothers on that jury?
It's our system, Carl. If you don't like our system, go move to Spain.
I love our system. Spain.
Wherever.
Spain. How about New York? Their system is different.
Well, you have a
How
right.
How about Washington, D.C.?
You have a right to be a little outraged with you think that it's unfair and unbalanced with, you know, we've got criminals on the street.
Not,
and here's a grandma that was driving a car.
That's what I'm, that's the part I'm, that's
and they're
my
taking
rant.
Space
that. That's my rant. Is,
there are no little mean grandmas in the world, according to Carl?
Well, there was Ma Barker, but that was back in the 30s, and she was in gunfights.
Maybe she
But she doesn't, but you know what? She didn't get out of the car. Why does she get sentenced to 60 days in jail that could be used for putting a car thief in or a burglar? Somebody comes into your house and steals things.
Well, what about the guy who drives the car to the bank robbery but never gets out of it and provides a getaway? Should he never go to
up
jail because
when,
all he did
until,
was drive a car?
That was a planned thing. They've had people that drove a friend up to
seven.
It wasn't a planned thing to drive over and the fight. That wasn't a planned thing.
At dark 30 in the morning?
They were citizens. They were citizens patrol out there. Citizens on patrol. It doesn't make any difference. Whether, you know, okay, let's just say that they drove up to it. Being sentenced to 60 days in jail in the Shasta County Jail is ridiculous for a woman like this because, one, she's never going to spend a day in jail. Which is probably true. I bet she didn't spend a day because there are people that are lined up that are a lot worse than her out on the streets. In fact, I'm calling to the jail after the show.
Okay,
I'm going to find out if that lady even went to jail.
Let's be clear. Okay, so we have some...
Sorry, we have to run.
We have some woman...
Heartbreak.
...that committed a crime, and you don't think she ought to go to jail. Found guilty by a jury of her peers.
Nope, that's right. Not for this one.
Softy.
We'll be right back with Tim Murray, and we're going to talk about, is it time to bring back the draft, or is it too late even for that?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. As Ambassador William Taylor testifies behind closed doors in the House impeachment inquiry, President Trump is comparing the Democrats' investigation to a lynching.
For the past month, the president has denounced the impeachment proceedings as a witch hunt, as illegitimate and unfair. Now he tweets that all Republicans must remember what they are witnessing here, a lynching. The racially loaded term historically has referred to killing someone by hanging. Mr. Trump also questions the constitutionality of impeachment, claiming that the inquiry is without due process or fairness or any legal rights. Greg Clugston, the White House.
And Senator Mitch McConnell accusing House Democrats, including Speaker Nancy Pelosi, of holding up important legislation as they obsess on impeachment.
McConnell says the impeachment proceedings weren't supposed to take so much time in the House.
That's what they've been saying.
But McConnell says ever since Pelosi allowed impeachment proceedings to go on.
The only thing that seems to really inspire House Democrats these days is their obsession with overturning the results of the 2016 election.
As for McConnell's claim that Democrats are holding up legislation...
Well, give me a break.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says he's been making the case for months that under McConnell's leadership, the Senate has become a legislative graveyard. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
President Trump urging Congress to approve a trade deal he negotiated with Canada and Mexico.
We need USMCA to be voted on. If it's voted on, it'll pass. It's up to Nancy Pelosi to put it up. If she puts it up, it's going to pass. It's going to be very bipartisan. It's something that's very much needed. It'll be hundreds of thousands of jobs.
Used home sales took a tumble last month, falling 2.2%, rising home prices and lower inventories, discouraging would-be buyers. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 28 points, the S&P 6 points higher, the NASDAQ up 5 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
European Union leaders will decide in coming days whether to grant Britain another extension of its deadline for leaving the EU.
That's what European Council President Donald Tusk says. But Tusk also says the decision of EU leaders depends on developments in London. Tusk says extending Brexit for 3 more months will depend largely on what British lawmakers decide. Britain faces another week of political gridlock after British lawmakers denied Prime Minister Johnson a chance to hold a vote on the latest Brexit deal.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart. The Taliban has stormed a checkpoint in northern Afghanistan, killing at least 15 policemen, the latest attack by the terrorists. The multi-pronged attack on the checkpoint began late Monday night, setting off an hours-long gun battle, according to a provincial council member. Along with the 15 policemen killed, 2 other officers wounded in the attack. News and analysis at townhall.com. Canadian voters give their incumbent prime minister another term.
Justin Trudeau appeared to have won a hard-fought second term from voters in Canada's parliamentary elections Monday, facing a challenge from Conservative Andrew Scheer and saddled with controversies and questions about judgment. Trudeau's Liberal Party was projected to win the most seats in the 338-seat parliament. Just days before the election, Trudeau received an unprecedented endorsement from a former American president, Barack Obama. Trudeau's Liberals will likely need a coalition with the New Democrats to form a new government and stay in power. I'm Mike Gracia.
Former President Carter has taken another fall at his home in Plains, Georgia. Carter Center spokeswoman says Mr. Carter fractured his pelvis and is hospitalized. But the 95-year-old former president said to be in good spirits and looking forward to recovering at home. Again, on Wall Street this hour, the Dow is up 29 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air. Thanks to you all, our listeners, our chat room, our advertisers. You know what? It has been a great run. So, the end's not in sight, at least not yet, but every month could be different.
That's
so,
right.
Good morning, everybody. I hope you're having a great day. The news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Currently 63 degrees in the downtown studios. Good morning, everybody, on this 22nd of Tuesday. Temperatures will be around 87 today, mostly clear tonight with our overnight lows of about 58. Tomorrow, sunny and breezy. Remember, we are under a fire weather watch. Wednesday calls for a high of 84 and overnight lows of 55. Thursday, sunny and breezy again. And again, that's that fire weather watch with those high breezes. It looks like it's about 70 to 23 miles per hour with gusts as high as 32. That's happening on Thursday. Again, overnight clears will be about 53 and Sunday calls for 86. Beautiful weekend ahead of us on Friday and sunny on Saturday. So Sunday calls for about 75, and then Monday we get down to 73. So let's keep our eyes open on Wednesday and Thursday with those high gusts of wind, and we under a fire weather watch. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. They are great people down in Anderson.
Okay, we're joined by Ken Murray this morning, and Ken dropped off a magazine article from Time Magazine to me a couple weeks ago, I guess, and it was about bringing back the draft. Now, let me set this thing up a little bit. The fact is that the military it does have a problem recruiting enough qualified people. About 25% of all the applicants they have are acceptable. The other ones are not because of drug use, obesity, other medical problems, all this. Remember, this is a volunteer force. The numbers are getting smaller. Why? Because the economy is just going gangbusters. And a kid leaving high school can find a job that pays, working in construction or working in a lot of different jobs, or they go off to school for technical or college degrees. But the pool is getting smaller. Just like it is for law enforcement. Law enforcement pools are getting a lot smaller, too. So the question of bringing back the draft is not something that is just kind of like pie in the sky. Everyone between the ages, I think it's 18 and 25, I think it said in the article, have to register for the draft. And you're automatically registered, I believe, when you get your driver's license. And there's a couple other things. But you get a piece of paper that says, yes, I registered for the draft. That means you're susceptible to the draft.
Mm-hmm.
And they passed it. So I think that it died in Congress. But if women should be also open to the draft, too, frankly, that's something that I think should happen anyway, because we're going for the equality. Now, there's a lot of jobs that women can't do. That only because physical strength, there's a small number of them that can do certain jobs in the military, like infantry, You know, you get in, I don't know if there's any in the special forces yet and all this, but it's strictly not because of intelligence or the will to fight or the patriotism or tenacity. It's just they don't have the strength, the physical strength as of right now. Who knows what it'll be in the future. But those jobs are open to them if they can meet the qualifications, if they want those jobs. So saying that, since we are going to have a shortage and you're going to see this, is the draft something that should be brought back?
Yep.
Ken says yes.
Yep.
There's an article by a guy named Ackerman in the Time magazine a couple weeks ago. This guy Ackerman is not there, but you know what his thoughts are on it. We're going to get into it for a second, but let's just talk a little bit about him. The guy's a former Marine. I think he went to Yale. But he's also he's had tours in Iraq and Afghanistan, Purple Heart, Silver Star. So he's been out there. He's put his life on the line. He's walked the walk, as you can say. And he believes the draft should be brought back. Kind of. Ken.
Well, I think it ought to be brought back, but he makes the point. I was looking for this in the article and I can't find it, but what's happening is poorer people are disproportionately represented in the military. And the reality is wealthy people buy their way out of it, okay, one way or another. They either have a favorite podiatrist or something going on, and the children of the wealthy get out of the draft or out of service, or they buy themselves something else. You know, I happen to like the Israeli system where all 18-year-olds have 2 years of military service, and I happen to think that everybody who goes into the military ought to be taught a combat job. Okay, I don't care if you're going to be an electronics technician. If you can't shoot a rifle, there's no point in being in the military.
The Marine Corps, everybody is basically an infantry person, and infantrymen, even though they're trying to change the name. But everybody in the Marine Corps is basically an infantryman. Even the women that you're going to see in there, they train in rifles, they train in close combat, they train in different types of formations, different types of assault things, so that if something happens, because in today's world of war, as we learned in Iraq and Afghanistan, there are no safe places. So to have somebody unarmed that doesn't know how to shoot, doesn't know how to take care of themselves, doesn't know how to mix it up in a fight, it's not fair to them.
Now, wait a minute. As she says with tongue in cheek, what about sanctuary cities?
We're not talking
sanctuary. I know, but you're saying
in war, there's no sanctuary
that's
city.
That's exactly right.
There is no sanctuary city.
That's what I'm
city.
Saying. Okay.
Nobody, there is, in today's type of warfare with IEDs, the different types of attacks, there is no safe place. Convoys are hit all the time. Safe camps where we were at, we were in Fallujah, which was, you know, surrounded by walls and wires and these things. We got hit numerous times, rockets coming in as you left the wire, as you went outside the wire, as it was called, we were getting hit. It didn't make any difference. And I tell you what, talk about equal opportunity shooters. Al-Qaeda was an equal opportunity shooter. They didn't care your age. They didn't care your ethnic group. They didn't care if you were male, female, or in between, or whatever. They would shoot anybody. They would blow anybody up. So everybody that went out on these convoys was armed to the teeth. And everybody on those convoys knew how to shoot, whether it was male, female, or whatever, because you had to. You couldn't send somebody out without that. Now, I want to take a break now, because the one thing Mr. Ackerman said, I believe he's a captain when he got out. What Mr. Ackerman said was who should be drafted, and there's the difference. But we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about that. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at River Commons Senior Living. I tell you, River Commons Senior Living is kind of like a mini cruise ship right here at 301 Hartnell Avenue. People come there, all their meals are there. They can have their pets. It's a very, very good atmosphere. The people there enjoy themselves. This is not an assisted living facility. This is for seniors that want to live there. Two bedrooms down to studio apartments, and everything is taken care of there so they can enjoy life. They don't have to worry about the plumbing, the painting, the yard, the rocks that should just have concrete in them, but there's too much concrete in them, so then you have to wash it off. Then you have to wash off the street. Then you have to chip that off. Oh, yes, I know we're all going through that right now. But River Commons Senior Living, you don't have that. Give Brian a call, 238-5981. Find out why so many people like to be at River Commons. Worry less, smile more. River Commons Senior Living. We'll be right back after these messages. Coming down.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in. It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give them to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Town Hall of the Air. Good morning, everybody. It is the 22nd of October, 2019, 8:18 in the morning, 64 degrees, going up to 87 today. Weather report brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call at 365-3793. And Shasta Regional Medical Center is bringing us this segment of the show. They're a specialist in emergency care. You're going to be seen by a trained professional there in 30 minutes or less and out of there in an hour. That is what they're saying. This is what they've done. In fact, some people are being seen in under 20 minutes. So you don't have that 4 or 5 hour wait in the emergency room like you're used to in many other places. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Linda and I are here this morning at 605-4567. Is our phone number. Please join in on this conversation with Ken Murray. And we're talking about should they bring the draft back. Now, when we left, we're saying is that a gentleman by the name of, I think it's Elliot Ackerman, wrote an article for Time magazine outlining the reasons why the draft should be brought back. Now, he isn't a think tank kind of guy. This guy is a former Marine, a captain in the Marine Corps, a Silver Star recipient, Purple Heart recipient. And he believes, as I do, but that there should be a draft, that everybody at age 18 should be eligible for the draft. Now, it doesn't mean that everybody's going to have to go. It doesn't mean everybody is going to be capable of going. But then there's the other part of national service that we need to discuss, but a little bit later on in the show. He believes the draft should be brought back, but with one stipulation.
Let's get into that. Let's go back in history a moment. Vietnam was basically and disproportionately fought by those of low socioeconomic backgrounds. While the children of the wealthy and influential were able to finagle exemptions. Under rules that were promoted by Secretary of Defense Robert McNamara, draft boards across the country were required to call up men with IQ scores below the military's minimum standards to offset the recruitment deficit caused by college deferments.
Yeah, and if you remember that was called the McNamara's, 1 million or 500,000 or something like that, that these people that came in were, in many cases, couldn't read?
This is what happened in Vietnam. Harvard had 19 alumni killed in Vietnam. Now compare that with Thomas Alva Edison High School in lower-income northern Philadelphia. Despite approximately one-quarter the size of Harvard, Edison High School suffered 64 alumni killed in action.
But that's apples and oranges.
It is not.
It is, too, and I'll tell you why.
Okay, tell me why.
Because your Harvard graduates were officers. Your Harvard graduates that were officers, many of them may have gone into aviation or other things that their chances of being killed went way down. The kids from Thomas Alva Edison were infantry. They were artillery. They were on the ground. I mean, you could probably say from Central Washington State University, which had a lot of people that went in. The officers, you know, unless they were second lieutenants in the infantry or lieutenants or captains in the infantry, where the second lieutenant's death rate was high coming into an LZ, they lasted about 17 minutes. But the difference between a grunt and an officer that's flying an airplane is huge.
Oh, so if you're rich, your chances of getting killed are less.
No, there's...
That's the truth.
If you, depending on what your MOS is, it becomes a lot less.
What's MOS?
That's your military occupational specialty. So say I'm a supply guy
right.
in the Air Force. I'm loading C-130s at a base in a combat zone. My chances of being hurt there are really a lot lower than it is if I'm a grunt in the Army or the Marine Corps that's out going outside the wire or going on patrols into enemy territory.
And so when you're drafted and when you go in or you enlist, you don't know what your MOS is, right? You go in, I'm serving.
In today's military, you do know in many cases. You've taken the ASVAB. You go in, you say, hey, I want to be in computer technology. I want to be an IT guy or girl. If your grades are high enough, then you can enlist for that job. I'm just saying this.
Then you're missing the point, Carl.
Well, I've got a better one, but demonstrates your side of it. When James Webb wrote this book, Fields of Fire, mm-hmm. Navy Cross winner, former Secretary of Defense, former of the Navy, former senator from Virginia. He was doing a book tour. He was in Boston, and he's looking at the river, and on one side was MIT. The other side was South Boston. A lot of Southies were in the Marine Corps. He had a platoon that he said half of them were Southies. Guys that had the rolled up t-shirts with the cigarettes, guys that would fight, they were out there, you know, in the mud, in the jungle, fighting. He said MIT bragged they never had a graduate of MIT that went to Vietnam. There is the difference.
Yeah, the draft exacerbates social inequalities because of exemptions for wealthy and influential, and that's wrong.
I agree.
So
I think there
Ackerman
should be none.
Ackerman posits that what we should do is reverse engineer the draft.
In the Civil War, you could buy your way out.
Right.
And get this, if you were in the South and you had so many slaves, you were exempt from serving.
Well, you
that's
true today.
Well,
if you're rich enough, you don't go in.
If you are, today it's a pure volunteer army,
okay,
or armed forces. It has nothing to do with the draft.
And in order to get the volunteers, they lower the IQ standards.
That's not true.
That is true.
That was McNamara's. That was back during Vietnam. Today, you have to have a high school diploma to get into the military. Today's military is better educated than the average person in, you know, of their age group in America, because you have to have a high school diploma. You can't have felonies. You can't have drugs when you go into the military.
Yeah. So
and they're paying, and so they're saying, well, here's the problem.
And high school diplomas are worth less today than they were.
It doesn't
50
make any
years.
Difference.
Sure
here's what the status is. You have to have a high school diploma. Okay. You come in. And, I mean, you can just say anybody that has a high school diploma, they read at the sixth grade level. That may be. But they still have a high school diploma. And you can't say 50 years ago it was a lot higher. No. If you have a high school diploma, no felonies, you're not a drug user, you're in physical, you know, condition to get through boot camp, then you can join. Now, the problem is we're running out of those people. So the draft is a way to level the playing field. And I'm agreeing with you on this. Here's the part we don't agree on.
Well, let me tell you what his plan is first.
Okay.
This is according to the guy who wrote the article
right.
in Time.
He says the guy's been there.
And his name again is?
Ackerman.
Ackerman.
And he says that a reverse engineered draft, to his mind, is those families who fall into the top income tax bracket would be the only ones eligible to be drafted in a reverse engineered draft.
And there would be a specific number of those.
Yeah, he says 5%, which would be 65,000.
65. We lose X amount of military every year.
About 1.3 million.
Yeah. So you need to replace that. But he wants to have 65,000 drafted, but
5%.
Only from the top 3% of the wealth in the country.
Yeah. So what happens then is. Though, you know, the children of the most influential in our country, those with whose financial success in business, tech, or entertainment, have placed them in a position to bundle political contributions among their friends or have a call returned by a senator or member of the House. If the college admissions scandal surrounding Bill Singer's company is the key, is any indication, it shows that this is a demographic that does not sit idly by with regard to the children's well-being. And if we were taken 5% from a reverse-engineered draft, say the top 3%, what do you think the impact would be on the politics in this country?
Well, and that's his bottom line.
And that's my
he
bottom
says,
line.
Well, but that's his bottom line too, and you agree with him.
I agree.
You're saying is that if the kids that were the young people, the 18-year-olds that their fathers were congressmen, how about this? Fathers were congressmen, senators,
or actors who
actors,
bought their kid
or,
a college admission.
Hello.
Or you know Trump's kids, Pelosi's kids.
How did that go?
Well, I mean, all these. All
I'm
these.
Talking about the college scandal. Anyway.
Yeah, but we're saying, though, is all these people that are in those positions, if their kids were drafted, you're saying is that political decisions would be different.
I agree. That's exactly what he's saying, and that's exactly what I'm saying. Political decisions would be different if Congress was voting to send their own kids to go fight some bullshit war someplace.
Did you get the delete? I think you can say that. You can't say the truth around. Did we delete that? Okay.
Sometimes those words just work.
We had, some words, it was the right word, by the way. It was the right word. I just want to say this, but it was not a word that the FCC really approves on us going out over the airwaves, and you should know this after 150 years of radio. You know? You know what? Even Reverge and Selmo never said that. He said everything.
It's your station, not mine.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Not my problem.
Take a break now because I'm still sitting here thinking.
You're sweating.
Did we make sure that we caught that though, right?
All right.
Yeah. You should have seen Ashley. Ashley levitated off her chair and made a full 180 back to our dump button. From now on, keep that next to you on the desk, even though we've used it 6 times in 10 years.
We had liftoff in the other room.
We had liftoff in the other room. Okay. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop.
Where that word is flung around a lot.
Word is used there every so often. It's a better-known business that gives the greatest haircuts in town. They work on appointments nowadays. Give them a call at 244-9478. It's man's last stronghold. So you do hear occasional words that slip through now and then. Not, of course, from Tim or Logan because they don't do that. It's usually just the customers like Ken or others. We'll be right back. 8:30 in the morning, 64 degrees. It's going up to 87 today. Weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
It ain't me. It ain't me. I'm a fender song. It ain't me. It ain't me. I'm a watching song.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Your friendly oil change.
At Premier Oil Change, we pride ourselves in efficiency and customer service. We love to hear what our guests have to say about us. Mary said,
"Best service yet, guys. Thanks."
Gene commented,
"Always polite, friendly, fast, and efficient."
Pat wrote,
"The crew is always friendly, and they get me in and out."
Lindsay said,
"We always come here, amazing and fast."
Come experience Premier Oil Change for yourself. Our trained technicians will take care of your maintenance while you wait in the comfort and safety of your vehicle. Enjoy free beverages and Wi-Fi while we do the rest. No appointment required, just drive in. Stop by a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
And good morning and welcome back to KTNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And if you were listening to the last segment, yeah, we had to beep out a number. I've been having the text coming in and what we said. Well, it was a word. And there's like a few words.
It's a descriptive word.
You can't say on
the other
FCC
half of
rules.
Bull. Yeah, the other half of bull.
Yeah, yes, okay. Or you're full
I
of.
I apologize.
Or you could say you are full of and then fill it up. So, okay, it's currently 64 degrees in the downtown studios. Ken's getting a big kick out of this. Today's going to be sunny with a high of 87 and a low of 58. Now, remember, we are under a fire weather watch. Just going to tell you once again that Wednesday and Thursday will be high winds with gusts up to 32 miles per hour. But we have clear skies throughout the week, clear on Thursday, sunny Friday, with about 86 and Saturday about 83. All right.
Let me just say, okay, of course the weather's brought to us by
Shasta Gas Propane locally.
But let me say we are Shasta, Tehama counties are not under the PG&E threatened cutoff. Okay. They are not, we're not on that yet. But they are notifying people, and if you get a phone call, start getting ready. But they're saying right now that Shasta and Tehama County is not going to be one of the ones cut off. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms, locally owned, locally operated. Great bunch of people down there. Their customer service is just outstanding. Any type of pistol or revolver or long gun that you're looking for, they've got all the accessories, classes by Seth Stoke on concealed carry, on hunter safety. It's the one place, it's your one-stop shop, is Bastiani Arms. And veterans, you get a discount at Bastiani Arms. You can give them a call at 222-8222 or just stop by. 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. We've got Ken Murray here, and Ken described the idea that if we had, from an article that says, if you drafted the people from the top 3% of what? Of wealth?
Yeah.
That he's basing it all on wealth, though.
That's right. Because they're the ones who get out of the military.
Well, I think of people that are farmers that or people that have built themselves from nothing to being millionaires. And now they're going to be in that top 3%. So they're kids who have worked hard their whole lives and all this. They would be drafted. Also,
where is this fictional person you're talking about? I'm looking at parents buying their kids into college, and they work their way up by their bootstraps, their kids.
There's some like that, but you're talking the top 3%. Where do you think that is? If you've, what, is that 5 million? Is that 20 million? What? How much is that? You're talking about people like Trump, Pelosi, all those kind of people, Paul Newman, who's dead, but all those stars right now and all these things. You're talking about that. I'm thinking about those people that are self-made millionaires, and we have them right here in town, that they're probably in the top, I don't know if they're in the top 3%. I don't even know what the top 3% is. Are you worth $100 million in the top 3%? Well, you don't know either.
Well, I don't know what your point is.
Well, my point is this. You're looking at a specific group, and you're going after a specific group, but you've got to think of everybody that's in that group. Okay, you're talking about people that don't have that. They don't have – they can't make a phone call to Pelosi and have her return it.
Speaking of phone calls, we have somebody on the line, Jim.
Okay, but hang on just for a second, Jim. I see what you're saying is that if the people that were the very rich, the ones that can call and get phone calls back, if you drafted their kids, then the whole structure of who goes to war and what wars we fight in would change, right?
Well, but let's just expand on that because the military is one of our greatest engines of social mobility.
Absolutely.
Those who enlist are taught a trade. If they earn an honorable discharge, they are granted tuition for college under the GI Bill. From the greatest generation to the millennial generation, the social result has been transformative. And the military will continue to attract the professionals who wish to serve out a 40-year career, as well as ambitious people who wish to pull themselves up by their bootstraps with a 4-year enlistment in the GI Bill. Military is an engine of societal mobility, but it also needs to return to being what it once was, a societal leveler, in which men and women of diverse backgrounds at an impressionable age were forced together in the pursuit of a mission larger than themselves.
I agree 100%.
And right now, we're stratified as a society. And I'm here to tell you that if the children of everyone in Congress served in the military, we wouldn't be in as many wars as we're in.
Let's go to the phones.
I can't argue that because I don't know.
Jim is on the line.
Jim, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. How are you doing?
Great.
You know, a few years back, my wife and I, we were just coming out of Yellowstone Park, and we ran into a couple of young men from Sweden. Simon, the other guy, couldn't pronounce his name. I just called him Garfunkel. but they were on a trip around the United States. So we spent a night or two camping, and then my wife invited us to them to our home. About 2 weeks later, they showed up. And they were telling us that they just finished their tour in the military. That was a requirement for them, no matter how much money you made, because they were both really well off from well off families. And anyway, after the military, they were required to take their issued rifle home with them. And then they were going back to Sweden to do their college. So, but
I like it. I love it.
Seems like that. It seems like that how it's how it works over there. Everybody serves, and I think they just served a year, but they spent a week at our house. We couldn't get them out of the pool.
Well, it's Sweden, and you know, it gets
that's
cold.
That's so cute.
No,
that's
I.
Great.
But yeah. I, you know, Jim, I think we're all agreeing on this. I think it's time to bring back the draft, and I like the idea that it just what you said, Ken, when you read it, that it's a leveler. But I think we should open it to everybody and get rid of the exemptions, and you get everybody. You know, I mean, once you start saying, oh, because you're rich, you have to serve. No, what it should be is if you're an American, how about this? If you don't want to serve, then why should you vote?
Works
yeah, I don't think they had any kind of exemption over there.
No, there's no exemption. That lies the problem, Jim, is we give exemptions. We give 4-year exemptions for college. We give an exemption for this, an exemption for that, bone spurs. You can go to Canada and escape the draft like Clinton did. I mean, you have all of these things. The fact is that having people that serve to understand what it's like to serve in a mission bigger than yourself and to work with people that you would never meet, ever meet or deal with or eat with or listen to is something that this would help make this country strong.
Okay, so thank you for your call,
Jim. Thanks a lot, Jim.
Just wanted to share that with you. Thank you very much. You guys have a good day.
Thank you. Okay, now what about, like, so let's say someone's completely opposed to anything that has to do with, you know, firearms and that kind of thing. When it comes to our infrastructure and what we have to do in our country to up our grid and to work on our roadways and our parks and all of those things, what about doing a year of service that is allocated to those people who don't want to be touching a gun or firearms, but they have to do that kind of work? There's got to be a program that could be developed for that.
I think we need to continue those programs, those voluntary programs, whatever it is. And I think the fact that they don't want to touch a gun is no excuse. Touch one anyway. Yeah. You're an American. You got to be prepared to defend American shores. You may never fight in combat, but you better know what you're doing.
Well, but, you know, you can look at it like this. There's some people that aren't going to be able to be physically in the military. There's going to be people for a variety of reasons that can't be in the military. So if there should be national service then, but it shouldn't be in your own town. You need to leave your area. You need to live in the barracks with the other people. You need to eat in the chow halls with the other people. You get paid. At the end of a year or 2 years, you get X amount of dollars for your tuition.
I still think they need to be taught how to fight.
Well, you know what? You can put that in there because most people don't have that. There's the true conscientious objectors. There are those true, but those are few and far between. As we learned in World War II, a lot of the conscientious objectors became medics. One was awarded the Medal of Honor for his battles in the Pacific.
How much sense is it that a conscientious objector goes to Canada? That doesn't make any sense.
No, and they should be.
Be a Canadian.
They should be criminalized for that. But what Linda's saying, and I agree, is if for some reason you can't serve in the military for physical or whatever reasons, that there's another form of service, but it's not from your own city. You go to someplace else because that's where we get into, again, the leveling of society for that 1 year or 2 years if it's that's whatever it's supposed to be.
I'm for 2 years.
That you don't, huh?
2 years.
Well, 2 years.
Yeah. 1 or 2 years, but you know, it's just very interesting how divided our country is and how people are going to think that their tuition should be covered. And I don't know what happened with working hard. And I know this is going to sound weird, but you know, the Lori Loughlin case and the USC, her daughters are pulled out of USC. They're coming down hard on these people because
they should because
hard work should be rewarded.
You know, people
and people can't buy that. You can buy. Okay, in a musical sense, which is I've just kind of got off on a tangent. You can buy tuning and make somebody fake for so long as a singer, you know, make them produce and everything. It's kind of like Milli Vanilli. You know, you get out there and it's like you guys are not really the real deal. Hard work pays off and tenacity pays off. And that's what's happening with our country. Not everybody, but a lot of people just expect it to happen for them. They've been told you get a ribbon too. There are first and second and third places in the Olympics. For those people who work really hard, in that moment, they become either a gold medal, a silver medal, or a bronze medal. It's what is real in the world. Somehow we become a nanny country.
And we're going to take a break on that. We'll be right back after these messages.
While the people shout, strike up the band. Hear the cymbals ring, calling one and all to the martial swing. Strike up the band.
Let's see, coffee, got it. Radio dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
We're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia. We both own Kias, and we love them.
It's Customer Appreciation Month with some of the best deals of the year on the cars and SUVs Redding loves to drive.
Gas prices are ridiculous right now. Drive a 2019 Kia Niro CUV, get an estimated 50 miles per gallon, and receive $1,500 in Kia customer cash. That's a customer appreciation deal.
Or how about a super affordable 2020 Kia Sportage with all-wheel drive? Winter's coming, and if you want to go anywhere, on-road or off, this is your SUV. Get your best price and $2,000 Kia customer cash at Redding Kia.
And every Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty, the best in the business. Warranty's a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details.
Sale ends 10/31/2019. Billy is the marketing manager for Redding Kia.
For the vehicles Northern California loves to drive, nobody does it better than Redding Kia. Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, 418 East Cypress, RedingKia.com.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Planning an event, double date, girls' night, overtime inside Wind River Resort and Casino offers reserved seating. Party together in style all night long with top-level service and entertainment. Reserve your table or VIP package with bottle service and appetizers starting at $25. Overtime, turning it up a notch with personalized VIP treatment. For info, call group sales at 530-339-7454 or download the Wind River app. Reservations must be made 1 week in advance. Nightlife is better at the river.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Year Talk Radio Station, 10 years on the air, we're celebrating. A lot of things going on. It's 8:50 in the morning. It's 64 degrees out there, going up to 87 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Hey, I just want to remind everybody that on Saturday, November 9th, at 10 a.m. is going to be the 27th annual Shasta Lake Lions Veterans Day Parade. And of course, in the city of Shasta Lake, we'll have over 100 participants in it. It's the biggest parade probably north of, I think they said, what, of
Fresno.
Is right here. There's going to be a flyover.
It is a wonderful parade.
Pancake breakfast from 6 a.m. Mm-hmm. to 10 a.m., which is great. So you get there early for that. Plenty of seating.
At the fire station there.
It's just a super, super parade.
So come out and claim your seat.
Yeah, honoring those who honorably served.
Claim your seat. Carl and I are going to be up in the announcer stage.
Yeah. Trying to keep track of 100 of them as they're coming through, and they never stay in line. But we have a spotter there who's trying, that gives us different sheets of paper, which sometimes works and sometimes doesn't.
Sometimes the horses act up and they fall out of, numbers. So number 17
usually,
is really number 25.
I tell you who it is. It's not the horses. It's usually some of the vehicles. Because they help, the vehicles are going in one out the other. It's kind of a, anyway. We're here with Ken Murray. We were talking about bringing the draft back. We're all agreeing here is that the draft should be brought back in one form or another. He's advocating that it's only for the very rich people, and I'm advocating it's everybody. So you get the rich people, too.
Well,
And you know what? But see, here's the thing is.
Let's talk about that. First of all, Nixon got rid of the draft. We haven't had the draft since Nixon, okay? I think we ought to have the draft. We still have selective service registration.
Everybody still has to sign up.
42% of young men don't even know they have to sign up. 42% don't even know. So I think it's fine. We bring back the draft. If they want to sign up for Habitat Humanity, that's fine. We could include opportunities to serve outside the military, and that would be important. However, the argument for mandatory national public service that excludes military service forgets the most important consequence of a draft. The most important consequence of a draft is that with a draft, the barrier to entering new wars would be significantly higher because it would draw from people in society who are not now participating.
The only one that I know that entered the military service of all the people running for office right now. Well, is one who is served, and that's Gabbard out of Hawaii.
And Mayor Pete.
Mayor Pete served. That's right. Yep. He served also. Biden's son served, but was undesirably discharged for his use of drugs. At one point I thought, well, okay, you know, Biden's son's in, but like I said, he got kicked out for using cocaine, among other things. But I wonder how many in Congress and the Senate children have served. I know there's military veterans serving.
I wonder how many Hollywood get rich movie stars' children serve.
Well, I know that there's one that's been in several movies right now, including Star Wars. He's playing the early Darth Vader, was a former Marine. Well, in fact, he really liked the Marine Corps, and he got injured, and he had to get out. He became an actor.
I'm not saying that some
I know there's some,
but
the vast majority.
The bulk don't.
No. It would be interesting to see how many.
I
bet that statistic is out there. How many of our senators and congressmen, our senators and congressmen, Oval Office, how about in the Supreme Court? How many of their children ever served in the military?
Children and grandchildren, or just children?
Children, grandchildren. I'll take it somewhere in the line there.
Children.
Yeah, I don't think any of our representatives. I could be wrong, but I don't think any of our representatives have kids that have served.
I don't either.
Whether they're congressmen or senators, you know, I don't think any of Pelosi's kids have served. No. I'm not sure about Congressman LaMoffice, but I don't think so.
No.
Well, let us know. Let us know if you know that question, and text us or get in our chat room or call us later and let us know if you're aware of in the downline.
We'll look that one up. We've got people here that they just love to get into the computers and start looking for stuff like that.
Take a look at it a different way, Carl. If this guy's suggestion is 5% be from the wealthy, well, let's take that 5% from the upper 5% of income earners.
That's
that
fine.
Would spread the thing out.
I still believe that it needs to be across the board, everybody. But the problem is that, okay, then we have too many. So there's going to be, you know, certain groups are going to have to go into different things. I don't know if there'll ever be too many. When they have the draft, they say, okay, we need 1 million people. We're going to draft 1 million people this year.
Yeah.
No, we're not going to have any. We're not going to have, and it'll be men because they haven't said that women will be drafted.
Well, I think they ought to be.
I agree, and I believe everybody.
And 50,000 of them ought to be from rich people.
I think if you go across the board, and there's no exemptions, you're going to get to 50,000 of rich people.
I'd rather set it as a threshold rather than leave it to serendipity, okay. Because I know serendipity buys its way into Canada, okay?
Well, I know. And there's people that have not served. And you know, frankly, I think you need to get in the game. We're still losing soldiers over in Afghanistan. We lost a couple 2 weeks ago that were killed. Nobody knows about it. Nobody knows that we've still got a war going on. All these people are so excited about pulling out of Syria. And here's my thought on that. At what point do we stay in Syria? It's a quagmire there. It all started because of Obama and Clinton. That's what started this whole thing, them pulling our troops out of Iraq and everything else they did, which caused the millions of refugees and all these things. So how long do you want to stay in Syria? That's the question you need to ask all these people that are going after Trump. The way he did it was, frankly, I'm not sure what he was thinking of, but the point is, here's the bottom line is, how long do we stay in Syria? How long do we protect the Kurds? And when people tell me, we don't abandon our allies, that's absolutely untrue. The United States has abandoned its allies throughout history. You can go back just to South Vietnam when we pulled out of that and let the North Vietnamese come in and put all the South Vietnamese in the re-education camps. I mean, so don't say that we have not done this before. We have, and I can give you incident after incident after incident in history of us doing this. And they say, well, nobody will trust us again. That's not true. As long as it meets our political interest, we'll be in there. When it no longer meets our political interest, why?
And it would no longer meet our political interest nearly as often if rich people were drafted.
Okay, we have a minute left, and of course the call came in. So
yeah, we'll see.
What's happening with the, you know, with tomorrow. But anyway, so.
Hey, tomorrow we're going to have, you know, it's kind of interesting, the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer on. I'll ask her about this too, you know, because we have, in this county, we have a very high concentration of veterans. We have a lot of things that happen with our veterans around here. Also, that, that okay. are still being, people from Vietnam.
I did find a quick statistic.
Okay.
What is it? You got 10 seconds.
The bottom 20% of people, incomers, are less than 11% of the people that are enlisted.
What about the top 20%?
The one quarter of enlisted recruits come from the 20% wealthiest in the U.S. neighborhoods.
Say that again.
One quarter of enlisted recruits come from the wealthiest fifth of U.S. neighborhoods. Less than 11% come from the poorest.
And I'll tell you why.
Why?
The education. The getting into it, passing the ASVAB, and getting into the education side of it.
Oh, yeah.
So your whole argument went down.
They're going in on a badminton scholarship.